Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Y'all, welcome to another episode of Checking In. I am so excited that you guys are still rocking with us. Today's special guest, he's an entrepreneur. He is a fellow podcaster as well, an 8-year NFL veteran, including, yes, Super Bowl championship. He was with the Steelers and they won over the Arizona Cardinals. Sorry for y'all Arizonians. But guess what, y'all? He is a champion for mental health. For the community, please welcome Ryan Mundy.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am looking forward to the conversation as well. As you can see, Ryan, we are seeing more and more athletes speak up and about mental health. A lot of people are even saying, hey, I need some time off to kind of just focus on my mental health. And you are certainly one of those trailblazers in the area of sports that's letting people know it is okay to check in with your mental health. Now, like you, I remember I personally was at a place in my life that would be considered very successful. I don't know if you know my journey, but I had to take a moment where I had to go seek out professional help in 2018. I've always sought professional help, but this was different help. Checking into an actual facility, right? Mm-hmm. And I went public about it because TMZ found out. So I said, wait a minute, y'all not finna tell my story. I am finna let me tell the folks that, yes, y'all are right. I am in a treatment facility. I knew I wasn't functioning well. I knew I needed help. When was it for you that you realized you needed professional help? And how did that make you feel?
You know, my whole life has been around, built around taking care of myself. I started playing football at the age of 7 years old, and I didn't stop until I was 31. And so for 24 consecutive years through Pop Warner, to high school, to college, to Super Bowls, as you mentioned, I played 8 years in the NFL. Like, my whole world was built around sport and also like taking care of myself in like the physical realm. And so I knew how to do that. But when I retired at the age of 31, the backstory there, I was physically injured. I retired because I had a back injury. And that physical condition, I don't know if you ever had back surgery. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It is absolutely terrible. But that physical condition started to affect my mental. I was 31 years old. And for the first time in my life, I was looking at football in a different way. Mm-hmm. And an example of that was like, there was a very rough collision that happened on the field. And I said to myself, wow, that looks like it hurts. And I had never thought that before because I played defense. And when you play defense, your job is to go towards the action, not away from it. And so right then and there, I knew that things were starting to change within me around like my relationship with football, how I view things. And ultimately and subsequently, like that led to my retirement. And I had to provide that context because that set the stage for like the next chapter of my life where I was like, okay, I knew that football was not forever, right? Mike Tomlin in my rookie season told me that football is not who you are, it's what you do. And so I always worked to self-identify outside of being like, quote, a football player, but it was really, really hard to do. The best way that I was doing that was like educating myself, got an MBA while I was an active athlete, so on and so forth. And so I was doing my best to prepare because I saw a lot of guys before me have inevitable struggles as it relates to their finances, as it relates to like their family life, et cetera, or just like finding themselves. And I was determined not to be that person. And so again, when I retired at the age of 31, I felt good. Well, not felt good. I was physically injured, but I knew that I was like smart. I was capable, prepared on the educational side of things. And so it was time for the rubber to meet the road. And ultimately, when that rubber met the road, it was like a huge wake-up call for me. Because albeit I was good with my money, albeit I was well-educated, I was not emotionally ready for that transition. And so I couldn't think my way through that transition, and I could not buy my way through that transition. And so I felt stuck, right? I was dealing with anxiety, trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was dealing with depression, missing what I had done for 24 years in total. And quite frankly, just trying to identify what my identity was or who I was, right? I thought I knew, but I didn't know because my whole life was built around running into people. So it was like, Ryan, who are you when you're not doing that? And I don't know if you know, but you can't run into people in real life and tackle them. And so, you know, the dynamics were pretty deep and pretty serious. And it was at that point, really when like mental and emotional health showed up on my radar at the age of 31. And it, you know, hit me like a ton of bricks pretty immediately.
It's amazing that you say that because I talk to people in sports or people that have worked with people in sports. And one of the main things that we discuss is the identity of that person when that's all you know, that's all you've ever been. Yes, you're a son. Yes, you're a father. Yes, you're a husband. Yes, you're a cousin. Yes, you're a friend. Yes, you're a brother. Oh, that's great. But for years, you even had to sacrifice those titles to just be football. And your identity was tied to that leather that you hold in your hand. And like you said, that is stripped away. So I'm assuming grief, not knowing how to channel that grief, because sometimes when we hear the word grief and grieving, we think it's mourning the loss of a loved one through death. No, you had a loss. The career that you, and you probably didn't dream of having to retire in that way.
Absolutely not.
So you grieving the loss of that anger.
Yep. Very, very upset and angry. I was done wrong.
Yep. And probably not, you know, having.
That did not feel good.
And so I'm trying to go into your head. And so those steps, grief, loss, anger, which turns into depression.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Again, like I built my entire life on the sport of football. And even furthermore, like my family, that, you know, they were able to experience, you know, stadiums all across the country, Rose Bowl, Super Bowls, All American games. Like, it was a family thing, right? And even though you made a good point, like, yeah, I'm a brother, I'm a husband, I'm a son, all those things. But like, by and large, they're the relationship that's framed between myself and those other individuals, you know, the glue by and large, a lot of times was football, right? Because it was all consuming, all everything, et cetera. And so I really had to strip it down, right? Because everybody looks at you and says like, oh, you know, you made some money, or you have some sort of like success, right? And things should be fine and things should be okay. And I always tell people now, I'm like, look, yes, money is very important. I'm not here to say that it's not, but I'm also here to say that it does not buy you peace and happiness. Cannot and will not do that. And so it's really, really important not to confuse that, because I'm living proof.
You couldn't pay your way through the transition. You actually had to just go through it.
Got to. That's the only way, is going through. Can't go around it. Can't buy yourself, can't buy your way out of it. You have to, change happens within. Right. And I had to take that journey inward to really like understand myself for the first time, maybe ever, or in a really, really long time.
Two things, and then I'm going to pivot back to this point, because I'm sitting up here like, I've always wanted to be on the football field and somebody run into me at full speed. But I'm like,
I'm a wide receiver. I can see that.
But I'm padded like 1,000 extra. But somebody said, Michelle, you will probably die at the impact of somebody running into your little tail at full speed. I'm like, well, I just want to know what makes a person just, how can they take it and I not be able to? They're like, they're about 200 pounds more. You know. Secondly, as you're talking, not to deviate from these points you're making, did me and you meet somewhere?
We did. We met at Izzy's restaurant or something like that in the South Loop. It was a while ago.
It was a while pre-COVID. And I believe we were having, did we have this discussion about alchemy?
It was probably like bubbling up within me. Like, alchemy is the sum of all my life's experiences.
And I'm going to get there. I'm going to go there. But I'm sitting here as we're talking like, I've had a conversation with you in real life, not just on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a real person.
Right. I had a conversation with you in real life. OMG. Okay. Now, going back to you feeling like, okay, reality is hitting, and feeling like you can identify it in other football players, and are you able to kind of warn them and say, hey, it's a possibility some depression is going to set in, some prolonged sadness, right? And that, was it that for you? Was it called depression?
When I was transitioning out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was. Okay. You know, we had to put some language to it, name it, identify it so that we could correct it. Right. Okay. But even with that whole process, and that's why I say, like, you know, I couldn't really buy my way to help. Like, I went through, you know, quite a few number of providers before I found one who understood me.
Okay. So,
like, this wasn't like, oh, go see one person and everything is okay. That was not the case.
Okay. So, this podcast, the foundation of it is mental health. Getting into that moment when you were like, when was that moment? And you don't have to be specific. When did you realize you were like that? I wouldn't say bad, because having depression, you're not a bad person, but it was bad enough for you to say, I need help.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was just not feeling like myself, and I was recognizing that.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And my engagements with my family, you know, my wife, my children, extended family members, mom, dad, like even in conversations. And then also I just retrospectively looked at myself. What is my relationship with myself? I was not taking good care of myself, right? And it wasn't because I didn't know how. It was because I was just in like a depressive state and didn't feel like it or didn't want to, or just, you know, was just heavy. You know what I mean? Those were like the two real big things that primarily hit me. Like I lost 25 pounds. And I'm not a huge guy, right? So imagine me like losing 25 pounds just solely due to not
working out. So some of the physical symptoms were you didn't have an appetite.
Yeah, just poor appetite. Yeah, all the above, not working out, not exercising.
What I want to hear the listeners in the depression is you can lose your appetite and lose your interest in things that you normally once did, working out, hanging out with your friends, eating well. You don't have that desire to do that anymore. Wow.
Yeah. And again, it wasn't because I didn't know how. Like, that's what I did my entire life. And I didn't think that the day would ever come where it's like, oh man, I don't want to go to the gym or I don't feel like going to the gym. Why? Because I was doing it every day. So like it was a part of my DNA, right? And then to go from the complete opposite where I'm not doing that at all, where I'm not taking good care of myself. Again, like the physical mental process, it was just feeding one another because I was feeling bad physically. That was impacting my mental, and my mental state was prohibiting me from taking any physical activity. So it was just like this really nasty cycle that kind of put me in a really bad spot.
Thank you for being open to answering those questions to tell that listener what this feels like and the steps that you took to, like you said, you got on the phone. Got a practitioner, but you probably didn't have a match with the first one. So like you said, you're going to go through some practitioners maybe before you like, quote unquote, find the one.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's how the system is set up, right? Like it's hard to really know one, what you're looking for, right? Because you don't have a strong sense of what's going on inside. You just know that you need help. And so even just like starting the process, even before that, you know, around like stigmas, like do you feel like something's wrong with you or do you feel guilt and shame for even feeling this way? And that's prohibiting you from even looking, right? And then you start to look, you don't know what you're looking for, trying to like, bumping your head left and right to get to the right landing spot. You find somebody and then all these access barriers show up.
Yeah.
Can I have this? Like, even for me, I was like, man, like therapy is expensive. Like, and it costs a lot of money on a regular basis to like take care of yourself in that way. You know, access issues. My therapists have been all over the map. I've had to drive short distances and far distances. All these things kind of get in the way of like, you know, getting the help and support that you need. And particularly for folks who, you know, are maybe in disadvantaged financial situations, et cetera.
As y'all are listening, I really pray that you are maybe doing some reflection. And I'm not saying everybody that's listening to this episode is depressed, having anxiety, or another diagnosed situation going on. So I'm not saying that. But my hope is that maybe you identify things that are going on in a friend or a loved one that you can definitely help them and guide them to get the help that they need. And guess what? I'm going to lead you to where they can possibly get some help because, yes, I read his amazing resume of being an NFL veteran, Super Bowl champion, a fellow podcaster as well. But today he sits in the seat of CEO and founder of Alchemy Health, which is a platform that offers culturally centered therapist-led courses, y'all, and expert-guided mindfulness and meditation practices. Listen, y'all, Black people, people of color, period, but especially Black people, we needed a focus on mental health, right? And especially in our community where we are known for sweeping stuff under the rug, we don't talk about things, or you might be taught, if you want to talk about it, pray about it. You know, and did you have any of those reservations for seeking out mental health because of that and culture?
No, honestly, that's really what really drove me to start the company to really like expand not only the conversation, but like how we think about caring for ourselves. And it got to the point for me personally, and then also too for my family members, like during this whole time of retirement, I saw type 2 diabetes amputations. My father-in-law passed away at an early age from a heart attack. My grandmother had a stroke. There was just a lot of things that were kind of happening. My grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's and dementia. There was a lot of things that were happening, not only to me, but my family.
Yes.
And so I'm just sitting here kind of doing some math around like, if I'm going through what I'm going through, my family's going through what they're going through. Professionally, I was in like the startup ecosystem and I would see like, you know, venture capital money go here, venture capital money go there. And it's all like, quote, supposed to be solving a problem. And I'm like, well, okay, I got a big problem here. And my family's going through a big problem as well. And I don't see no dollars or no money or no ideas coming to life to like appropriately go out into the world. So that was a context that like, I just knew that I had quite frankly just had enough. And I was like, look, if I'm going through it, then I know my people are going through it. I know my community is going through it. And so that's what gave me like the courage, albeit with all like the, you know, potential negatives or potential setbacks that may occur, even with bringing a business to life, I had to do it, right? Like I just felt like such a strong calling to execute on this idea. And I haven't looked back since.
That's so good. Did you feel that you received any pushback from men, you know, athletes, because of that whole macho-ness of sports?
No, everybody's been leaning in, quite frankly. Like, I'm a living, breathing, you know, example of like the power of vulnerability. And like, when you just lead and just be real with people and like kind of gut it, like there's a connection. And particularly over these last few years, like we've all been through something. So don't walk around here and act like things are okay.
Call it out, Brian.
At some point over the last 2 years, you was like, damn, this shit is crazy. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And so like, we have to kind of get to a place of like being real with one another. And that's what I've always been leading with. Like, I have no problems telling my story. I have no problems like hearing other stories and like just being the, you know, the person that is like on a day-to-day basis committed to helping people work through things.
So, so good. So good. You said you felt that it was a calling and you have not looked back since. And y'all, that's got to be encouraging for people, you know, who are probably on the verge of starting some type of venture or opening some type of business that no one is doing, or it's kind of opposite of what you're known for. And you say you have not looked back. That is amazing.
It is. I'm super blessed and fortunate. You know, we talked about my sports career. That in and of itself was a dream come true and my life's passion. I did it for 24 years. And so now here I am having those same feelings about what I'm doing right now. So I'm very blessed and fortunate to like, you know, find my life's passion two times.
Yes.
And so like, and that's what I was looking for. I was looking for something that like I could take all the value and the skill and like the discipline, the work ethic. Where can I channel that energy next? And ultimately I found it in alchemy.
Listen, y'all. Assignments change.
They do.
When you were in school, we didn't get the same assignment. We had different assignments daily. So imagine through life, as you are evolving and going into different things, your assignment in various seasons of your life will change. And we're so glad that you are walking in your assignment. You were saying that you want to create generational health for Black culture. Do you feel that there are people of our culture who don't take mental health seriously?
Yeah, I think there's probably a subset of the culture who may not believe in it. But ultimately, I think the bigger thing to focus on is just we don't know what we don't know as relates to mental health.
Yeah.
And I think that's just general for like the macro society as well. Like this whole conversation around mental health is literally less than 5 years old. Like when I was going through what I was going through in 2016, nobody was talking about
it.
There was nothing out there. So like this conversation is still relatively new for our country as a whole, but particularly for our community.
Yep.
And so like, I'm extremely mindful of that. That's why we started with like video courses. Like, look, how can we like have the most efficient and palatable entry point for you? Put this stuff just on your radar. Here, watch
and
this
y'all,
video.
Alchemy is an app, by the way. Alkeme, where he's talking about these courses. Y'all, he even has it for y'all Android users. Y'all can download this amazing app. I know in 2013, I was promoting abroad.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
A musical that I was touring in, and that was the first time I publicly mentioned that I had been dealing with depression. And with the journalist, Ryan, I was like, certainly this is off the record, or certainly this ain't gonna make the interview. I'm promoting a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it made that part of the interview.
Mm.
And it went everywhere. And I thought that I would be a liability and I would be seen as someone. Because when you say no one talks about mental health, some of it is because you don't want to be looked at as crazy or something wrong with this person.
Absolutely.
Will she be able to be dependable? Will she be able to work? And will he be able to perform? But I'm so thankful. Like you said, I don't care if somebody is calling it a trend. No, it is something that needs to be talked about. Do you think that church culture inhibits this conversation in some ways? I don't know your background with church and, you know.
Yeah, I grew up in the church for sure. That's what I say, like, my whole life experience, I grew up very Black in the Baptist church, you know, BT, Comic View. I mean, the whole nine. very, very Black, particularly as it relates to the church. I think it's still a new conversation, right? And just because you go to therapy does not mean that you don't believe in God, Jesus, or what the church stands for or represents, right? You know, biblically it says faith without works is dead, right? So like we got to start putting some activity to the things that we need in our life, and we can't always just pray things away.
Yeah.
Right. We show activity. We have to like be proactive in that and ultimately have faith and confidence that like whatever we do, and we do it with like high integrity and a positive nature, like our steps are ordered to get us to the right direction.
Come on. You know, we got to put a Reverend in front of your name. Reverend Ryan. You just said the whole word.
Yes. Yeah, we got to expand the conversation, though. And we got some plans to really like think about that.
Okay.
You know, some meditation, like, you know, just like warming up the conversation ultimately, because okay. that's what it's about, you know.
All right. Well, alchemy uses the term rooted, rested, resistance through recovery. Can you dive in, unpack that?
Yeah, a lot of what we do is like we put on programming for the community. So like you talked about, like our app, iOS, Android, the bulk of our content library is available for free.
Okay.
We got about 100 assets on our library that are just completely available for you to just like engage with.
Okay.
But as it relates to like rooted in resistance, you know, like we always want to provide like the right language for folks to, one, feel empowered and also inspired.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about like rooted, like, that means you're in there, and we want people to feel rooted within the alchemy community, 1,000%.
So
a lot of things that we'll talk about tomorrow will be around like resistance, will be around resilience, and ultimately giving you the skills and tools to help you live a healthier life.
So good. You've also carved out the Alchemy Athlete Coalition, a partnership with athletes, brands, and organizations dedicated to providing mental health resources, education, awareness to athletes. Do you think that there is a worse stigma in sports for men to not share about their mental health needs?
No, I think there is, right? And I think it's particularly with men. A lot of times with me leading this organization, people, because I'm a Black man, they're like, oh, you're doing this for men only? I'm like, no. But that I think speaks to just like how imbalanced the scale is and lack of representation in the space. And I think that stems from not only just the nature of like, how folks are showing up, but more importantly, as men, more times than not, we don't always have the language or the comfort level to like share how we're feeling. And I think that ultimately creates a stigma around it, particularly for men.
Yeah.
And so when I was to AAC, like I was essentially kind of going back to the raison d'etre why I started the company in the first place. I told you, like, you know, mental health showed up on my radar when I was no longer an athlete. I was like, oh, like, this is crazy. And through that experience, again, I know that I'm not the only one that goes through that. You know, I always walk around with two really, really big identities.
Yeah.
Black man to athlete. I will never not be an athlete, right? Like right. Super Bowl champion, always be in front of my name, like all these things. And so like, I just find ways to lean into things that I know and communities that I care about to ultimately affect change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious to know what your thoughts about depression in men, and do you think they mask their depression and anxiety differently from women? And if so, what are things that we as women can look for symptoms in men?
Yeah, I think the answer to that would be yes, for sure. Masking it. And again, you know, there are stereotypes and, you know, expectations that I think contribute to that. And then so what would be the things that you can look for? I would say just like probably demeanor, engagement, right? Like even with me, like I visibly look different, right? Yo, are you good? Something's going on. Are you okay? Those types of things. But then also too, what I really believe needs to happen, particularly as it relates to men and also Black men, is just to have like that space, right? Like a lot of times we need room and agency just to kind of be. And when I think about like how we show up in society, we get pulled in a lot of different directions, right? Like there's this desire to be fulfilled from a professional and career development standpoint. There's another pull to like be the leaders of the culture, protect women, etc. And then this third dynamic of just like finding time for yourself, right? Like either like I'm a dad, I'm a husband. I'm always like, it was explained to me one day, like, the day can at times show up as a day of depletion, right? From the time that I wake up, I'm like giving here, giving there, giving there, giving there, giving there, giving there. But like, who is effectively filling my cup, right? Outside of me. And I don't know if particularly Black men get our cups filled enough, or we have the space to fill our own cup, right? And space could be like language. It could be, you know, routine. But I do think space is needed to really kind of ensure that we get what we need to be the best and highest versions of ourselves.
And not only space, but a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to share, meaning if someone, could you imagine, yo, I'm not feeling like myself today. Man, what you talking about? You ain't feeling yourself. You was just at Soldier Field. But that's not creating a safe space. A safe space meaning space to let what my comment, what I just said, to let it breathe.
Just let it go.
You know, like we say in music, let the track breathe. Let what I just shared with you, let it breathe. Before we wrap this on up, I have to ask you this, because on your IG, you talk about your love for coffee, black coffee. I need to know what kind. I love coffee. I got to have my one cup a day.
Oh, wow. One?
Yeah, because if I have two, I'm literally crawling up the walls. I can only do one cup.
Yeah. I do love some black coffee, particularly cold brew. That's what I'm sipping on right now. I'm sipping on a cold brew. Yeah, so I'll have the black cold brew as my like regular. And I'm either getting that from Starbucks with a shot of espresso I buy a lot of like canned cold brew from this black owned coffee company, Black and Bold.
Okay. So you don't do no, it's just black coffee. Like you don't do no cream, no sugar.
Just black.
My dad used to do that. My granny did too.
I mean, good coffee doesn't need anything. Like if you put too much cream or too much coffee in there, then it turns into hot chocolate or something.
That
you know
is
what I mean?
True. And I'm trying to keep this conversation not gross. We do know coffee to be a natural laxative, especially when you just drink it black. So I'm going to assume.
It's important to stay regular. How about
that? It is important to stay regular. I got so many jokes on this, but I was like, let me ask a question, because I feel like, you know, the conversation of mental health has to be taken seriously, but at times it can be very heavy. And you just wrapped up your Black Health Virtual Summit. You had panel discussions on breaking generational cycles and embracing Black self-care. And you also had exclusive meditation sessions. How did it feel to have this virtual health summit?
It feels amazing. You know, anytime that we're able to put someone on for the community and then have like the type of response and attendance and registrations that show up, it truly warms my heart. You know, it really just speaks to the work that we do on a daily basis and how important it is. And so really excited about how it turned out.
Yeah. Well, we are so excited. Y'all, yes, please. He is sitting in the seat today of CEO and founder of Alchemy Health. And again, like we said, it is a platform that offers culturally centered therapist-led courses. Because there are a lot of people that feel like, well, I want someone that looks like me to provide therapy because I feel like they will understand best what I've gone through. Meditation practices, guided mindfulness. And so y'all get into Alchemy Health. It is available right now. Ryan, thank you for being a champion of mental health. And thank you for paying attention to yourself and going to get the help when you needed it.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
You got it. I'm excited. And when it gets warmer, I'll be in Chicago.
All right. Well, you have to let me know. And it's not going to get warm until June. So, but you already knew that, right?
Like, I got it. I'm supposed to come there in March for work, but I'm going to be in and out for that reason. But we'll have to chop it up at one of Izzy spots. And it's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. Thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.